My name is Ketia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Donald Millen, D-O-N-A-L-D, last name M-I-L-L-E-N. This dictation was completed for October 4th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, the aging process, as well as cardiorenal syndrome, secondary to CHF, period. Loss of renal mass, secondary to solitary right kidney, status post left nephrectomy in 2015 due to obstructive nephropathy associated with obstructing nephrolithiasis, which obstructed the UPJ, period, is part of the differential, period. The recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 42 from 42, creatinine of 2.8 from 2.7, and AGFR of 22 from 23. There is evidence of microalbuminuria of 122 milligrams, as well as non-selective proteinuria. Period. Unfortunately, because of the patient's advanced kidney disease, we cannot start Perindia or Farxiga or any other SGLT2 therapy, period. We reinforce the importance of a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and avoidance of processed foods, as well as decreased sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours in the diet, period. We also reinforce the importance of a restricted fluid of 45 to 50 ounces in 24 hours. Period. Number two, solitary right kidney, status post left nephrectomy in 2015, secondary to obstructive nephropathy, associated with obstructing nephrolithiasis and obstructing UPJ, period. The next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, there is no A1C available. However, the fasting glucose is 224, period. We reinforce the diabetic diet and decrease simple carbohydrates in the diet, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 138 over 77, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The TSH was 6.8 from 4.9. The patient follows with Dr. Sherrin, S-H-E-R-R-I-N, and he had recently adjusted his levothyroxine dosage 2 weeks ago. Period. We will repeat the thyroid panel. Next line, our hyperlipidemia. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, history of nephrolithiasis. He denies hematuria or any urinary symptoms. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 30. He weighs 228 pounds today and has lost one pound since the last visit. We encourage plant-based diet with increased physical activity. Period. Next line, CHF/CAD, status post PCI and stents in 2002. Period. He states he has not seen a cardiologist in a while. Period. We recommend that he follows up with a cardiologist. Period. He states his PCP, Dr. Sherrin, S-H-E-R-R-I-N, performs a yearly echocardiogram. And so far, everything has been stable. Period. Next line, secondary hyperparathyroidism with PTH of 223 from 216. He is currently taking calcitriol, C-A-L-C-I-T-R-I-O-L, 0.25 micrograms every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We increased the dose to 0.50 micrograms Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We will repeat the mineral bone disease labs for the next visit. Next line, edema. He has 1+ edema of the lower extremities. He takes furosemide, 2 tablets in the morning and 1 tablet at night. We advise him to decrease his fluid intake and lower his sodium intake. We also advise him to elevate his lower extremities when seated and to wear compression stockings during the day. Period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. We recommend vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and